wasn't to a win. A victory was turned away from sin. You are the way, the truth, the life, and I must obey at the greatest price. You are the way, the truth, the life, and I must obey at the greatest price, at the greatest price.
Hi there, friends, and welcome to The Freeway.
Hashtag fearless and focused.
Have you been using the hashtag? No, I've been trying to use it.
Not as much. I need to be using that more. Use it.
Yeah, put it everywhere. Yeah.
Yes. I will.
Get it all connected, that social media.
I need to post more. That's maybe what I need to do. I'm like, why haven't I done that?
Oh, so funny. Anyways, Diana brought up that this podcast will be a couple days before Christmas, and it inspired a twofold thing, because we'll still be along the lines of talking about fear of the Lord.
Yes, definitely.
But again, in a different light. Uh-huh. And then we're actually going to be talking about Jesus' birth.
Yes.
Which we're well aware that most likely wasn't on December 25th.
Right.
And we're accepting of that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's time to think of that. So that's why we're doing this.
Yeah. Well. And it's cool that we have a day that most people will come together and celebrate the same thing. And we got to remember that Christ is part of Christmas.
Yes.
It's spelled in there.
Yes, it is.
So it's cool that we, even though it might not be the exact day, it's like, well, we're going to celebrate it and come together as community to celebrate it. Yes. So I'm excited to dive into scripture about the Christmas story.
Yeah, me too. So if you don't mind, Diana, starting in Luke.
Yeah, 1. Luke 1. I'm going to start in verse 30, and I'll be reading a little bit, so bear with me. All right, I'm in the New King James Version, verse 30, Luke chapter 1. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And then this next part is called the Song of Mary. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty men from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever."
Cool.
Man. Oh, so cool.
And what did it say? The Song of Mary?
Yeah, the Song of Mary.
For some reason, mine says the...
Magnificent. Oh.
What is that?
Magnificat?
Magnificat.
Is that Latin?
I don't know. I don't have my phone.
I'm going to look it up.
Would you look
fast.
It up? Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
I wonder if it means, though, Song of Mary, though, because I'm sure there's some correlation there.
Right.
But while you're looking that up, I was thinking, so much. But first, you know, the very first verse you read, which is, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And I was thinking, you know, as women, and then, you know, if there's men listeners as well, how do you find favor with God? To this extent, too, to carry the Son of God. Now, I know that's not possible anymore,
right.
But to that high of a esteem to carry such a literal, you know, load.
Yeah, yeah.
journey to carry out, profession to carry out, career to carry out, words to carry out, you know, to raise, you know, the human Son of God, fully man and fully God. But, that question, how do I find favor with God? Right. And, you know, I think of our past podcasts of the fear of the Lord and the fear of the Lord correlating with following his commandments.
Yes.
How do you find favor with God? You follow his commandments. How do you find favor with God? You fear in the terms of awe and reverence, but then also in the literal sense of fear, like he's pretty big. He's bigger than what our imaginations can hold.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger than what Hollywood can portray.
Right.
But that thought came to my mind, you know, because here's, and she even calls herself lowly, you know, humble estate in verse 48. She calls herself a humble estate of servant, you know, and he chose her.
Right.
She found favor with him.
Yeah. And I didn't read this part, but, you know, starting this story about talking about Mary in verse 26, it says where she's from, a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Mm-hmm. And Nazareth wasn't like a huge town. Mm-hmm. It wasn't big city, bright lights. It was like, you know, a small town, didn't have much going for it. And what that kind of speaks to me is, you know, Mary was very humble. Like, she came from humble background. Doesn't mean we have to come from humble backgrounds, but the state of her essence wasn't like trying to be something she wasn't.
Mm.
It was being who she was and being diligent and obedient where she was put.
Yes, good point.
You know, and I think that's really beautiful to think.
Yeah.
So I looked up.
Yes.
I'm probably saying it wrong, so please forgive me, but the Magnificat is Latin for "My soul magnifies the Lord." So it's also referred to as the Song of Mary. And it says this prayer from, so verse 26 down to, or verse 46, excuse me, 46 to 55 would be sung liturgically or spoken liturgically in services. So that's her prayer of "My soul magnifies the Lord."
Cool.
Yeah.
Isn't there a song? "My soul magnifies the Lord, who is worthy to be praised." I think it's maybe
I haven't
old.
Heard that. Listen to her. She just said
I don't know.
On the podcast.
Maybe I just made that up, though.
She probably did just make that up.
Copyrighted.
I love it.
Just kidding. No, it's
heard
definitely
a song being written. There you go.
No, it's definitely previously written. But I may
That's
have
awesome.
Made up some stuff there. But anyways, that would be awesome, like, to sing that, you know?
Yeah.
It's giving me ideas.
Right? I love it. I love it. I love that she jumps right to praise.
Yeah.
I think we were kind of talking about this a little bit in our Bible study a couple nights ago, and just how to draw forth the Holy Spirit, you know, and praise is a big thing that opens up that door, you know, and that it also just lets our hearts understand how we fear him, because we're calling his wonders and we're talking about how great he is and how powerful he is, you know, to crush what she says in here, to to put down the mighty from their thrones, mm-hmm. to exalt the lowly, to do all these the unexpected things, to surprise us with his greatness. Usually we'd think that a king would just exalt the people who are already exalted, but no, he has a different mode of working, and so we got to stay on our toes and, like, you know, things like that.
A different hierarchy.
Yeah. And that inspires reverence in our hearts of, like, wow, God, you work in different ways that our minds may not understand. And, you know, if we're in positions of power, we wouldn't do certain things like God would do, but thank goodness we're not in those positions of power like you.
Well said.
You know, because we may not always choose mercy where he chooses mercy. And so it's wonderful to, like, read this and see how she just enters into a state of worship and praise.
Yes.
Wow. And I love that the angel gives her proof of why God can do the impossible. Like, he could have just stated it and left it at that.
Yeah.
Like, literally, because that's a fact.
Yeah.
Nothing's impossible with God. But then he's like, oh, and just remember that your cousin, Elizabeth, or relative, I'm not sure if she's her cousin, let me not put that on there.
I'm pretty sure.
But, cousin, relative, that she's conceiving in her old age, something that's impossible.
Yeah,
here's just a little proof. If you want to go, check it out.
Check it out.
You know?
Test my word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah.
But also overwhelming. Like, I can't imagine. Like, to literally be a virgin and then to be told you're going to have a baby. Not just any baby. Whoa. Not an alien baby.
Right.
Like, the Son of God baby.
Whoa. What?
God baby.
Yeah.
God.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'd be like, hold up.
Hold up.
Yeah. My initial reaction wouldn't be a song of praise.
I know. I'd be like, wait, what? So explain this to me. How is this working?
Are you going to be giving child support? Like, what's up?
How am I going to tell Joseph? Like,
what? How am I going to tell my fiance? Oh, he is never going to believe this.
No.
No way. This is not going well.
Wow.
I'm going to be a single mama.
Like, goodness.
But she trusted God. I mean, she did have not necessarily doubts, but, you know, how is this going to be? Like, she had a question, and that was a valid question.
Yes.
Yeah, but she didn't continue questioning. She was like, all right, song of praise. You're right. Elizabeth saying, and I underlined this every time she said blessed to Mary, because, she was like, no, don't you worry. This is a blessing. This is a blessing. You are blessed. This is the highest blessing to get.
Yeah.
And Mary's like, I actually needed that convincing as well.
Right.
Angels, so thank you. Now, let me sing about this.
Yeah. We see that confirmation happen on the page. And
and another reason why good friends are important. Good relatives in this case. But
yes.
Yeah.
Definitely to remind.
Yeah.
And wow. Wow. It makes me think, like, Heather, you had mentioned this at Bible study. It's like, what's our impulse reaction to different things in our lives? Like, what has become our habit when maybe trials come or even blessings? Like, what's our impulse? Is it to praise?
Right.
Is it to go to God?
Yes.
Is it to, trust him, you know? And it seems that I'm thinking maybe one of the reasons why she is favored is because she may have made a habit of always letting that be her impulse.
Good point.
I trust you, God. Oh, something's going wrong. Oh, we don't have, like, a lot of food tonight. I trust you, Lord. Like, I'm praying to you, not just, like, going off the handle and thinking of all the million ways you're going to die. You know, like, just going to him first. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we're seeing a moment where, okay, she does ask relevant questions of God.
Yeah.
You know, how can this be? Okay, then she gets an explanation. Wow, you're bigger than I thought. Okay. Oh, Elizabeth's going to do, I'm going to go visit her. Let's go to the people who trust you. I'm going to be surrounded by somebody else who's trusting you. Let's do that. Those were her impulses. And then to just cry out and praise.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
And I think we can use that as an example of how we can, go to God and just say, I trust you.
Yeah. My mom calls it exercising your spiritual muscles. And, if you think of physical muscles, so, you're working out this muscle. And then when it comes that you're carrying a heavy load, it's not such a surprise.
Right.
And it's not that difficult
because
your impulse, your muscles automatically, impulsively carry that heavy load.
Yes.
You know, and even if they're not needed by not having a heavy burden, heavy, you know, they're right. still there.
Right.
You know, that impulse is still there. Like, we're here if you need you. I know this is a good time. Spiritual muscles. You know,
right.
this is a hard time. Spiritual muscles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why reading the word every day is so important. Yeah. And it's funny because sometimes I'll sit down and I'll get the greatest goosebumps when I read.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, you're alive. Oh, this is great. And I'm like crying, or like, I'm like, oh, let's turn on that worship song and just like have a moment. And then there's sometimes I'm like literally reading and I'm like, I'm not sure when this is going to be handy. I don't even know if I'm going to remember what I just read. You know, there's a different experience, but both experiences are needed because
yes.
we're storing, we're exercising the
yes.
spiritual muscles.
Yes.
We are going to the gym, you know,
yes.
and that kind of idea and doing the reps, you know, because
yeah.
when the load comes and we have to carry it, oh, the muscles are there.
Yes.
The verses come to mind, the things that we want to encourage our friends with. We're like, oh, now I understand why I read that that verse in Amos that one time we did the podcast.
Yes.
And you were like, I was reading this and it kind of struck me, but I wasn't sure why.
Why.
And then here we are and we're, you know, talking about it and discussing
yeah.
it.
You
and it
relates
know that.
Perfectly. No, I had no foretelling of that.
Right. So we never know when we're going to need to, you know, exercise the spiritual muscles. We got to keep them,
yeah.
keep them, you know, toned.
Yeah.
If we're going to use that, that analogy
yeah.
and continue to be diligent with that exercise.
Yes.
And make it a habit. Wow.
Wow. Super cool.
That's what we're learning from the Christmas story.
Exercise. From Mary and
your spiritual muscles, y'all.
So we're going to continue on in Luke 2 now. So verse 2:10-21.
Cool.
Just to kind of wrap up the Jesus' birth Christmas story.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel said to them, again, the angel saying to more people, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was this angel, with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Mm.
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Mm.
And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Mm. Man, so many thoughts, like new thoughts that I hadn't even anticipated came to mind every time you read just a verse that was has been familiar to me reading
right.
through this. And like even even in verse 10, just I bring good tidings of great joy
mm-hmm.
and telling them not to be afraid. I mean, the scene that they're seeing is great. I mean, an angel before them, I mean, it's a normal night. They're thinking, men, you know, just the shot of the sheep and the flock, and I'm, you know, just doing my thing. Angel. Boom. What? What exactly? What?
Did you see that?
Like, what? Yeah. What?
I'm like, imagining over here.
That would be wild. Of course you'd be afraid. But the cool thing is God says, like, do not be afraid because he has good things to give us. Now, you know what I mean? Like, there's a correlation of, like, his love and it casts out the fear because he has good for us.
Yes. Yes,
good
he does.
Tidings,
yes.
Great joy.
Good point.
Even though there's this magnificent power and marvelous like light probably beaming from this angel, and it's scary and it could like consume you and like just take you down like in one fell swoop, he's like, don't be afraid because there's good things coming
yes.
from this light. There's
yes.
good things coming from this power. There's good
yeah.
things in store. Like, just, you know,
yeah.
wait for me to tell you about it.
Yes.
Like, that's what's so cool, that when we fear our God, he doesn't, like, usually, like, when we actually bow before him, he has good things to give us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love that.
You know, I was thinking, too, I was, you know, I always try to, like, step myself into the shoes of whatever situation's going on so I can handle it better. And I was like, man, like, I, you know, I'm really into, like, action movies and sometimes alien movies. And I just went and saw a movie, and it was, you know, pretty good portrayal of, like, an alien, you know, and they're always intelligent. They're always more intelligent than us as humans. So, you know, Hollywood always has that idea of, like, there's something more intelligent than us, which, you know, is pretty right on in the case that I'm trying to relate this alien to an angel, you know, and they're always trying to communicate with the aliens, you know, and, but being so, so afraid, like, passing out usually or, like,
yeah,
and I, you know, if something came from the sky and started talking to me, I'd be probably passed out for a minute. To be completely real, like, I've seen a lot in my life, but not something like that. So, and you know what? I liked what you said earlier was like, it didn't make them pass out. Maybe it did. Maybe they left that part out. But but you know, they went. To it.
Yes.
They went to it. They listened to the voice of the angel and obeyed the voice of the angel and went towards it. And I liked what you said.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. What it's instead of getting so fearful that they just stayed or trembled in fear or hid away, they were inspired to go towards Christ.
Yes.
Towards Jesus, towards this babe in swaddling clothes. Like, and they made haste. I love that in 16. They came with haste.
Yes.
Like, there wasn't like, oh, maybe we should go check it out. I don't know.
Stop at Starbucks. You know,
like, no, they went because they were so inspired by the presence of the that glory and that wonder and that message of hope and good tidings.
Yes.
Great joy.
Great joy.
They ran towards it, inspired by that.
Yeah.
And I feel like we should be inspired by God's glory like that, to go towards Jesus.
And, you know, to be to know what's inspired by God, to follow that direction, to be able to interpret, you know, like the Bible says, test the spirits.
Yeah.
But, you know, they must have known it was true, that it was good news, great joy for all people, because then they followed suit, you know, because I don't know, like, I'm a, I think twice, hopefully, about a lot of things. You know, if someone tells me to do something, I usually don't, like, instinctively do it. I usually am like, you know, trying to multitask or try to plan accordingly or prioritize, you know. So I don't know if I'd immediately go.
Right.
I think I'd be like, let me research this kid, you know, if they're all legitimate, you know, if this Mary exists and this Joseph exists and how long, let me gas up or, bring some food, you know. And
will the sheep be okay?
Right? Yeah. And I'd be doing some research. I'd be like, you want me to drop everything? Like, who are you?
Yeah,
I know you came from the sky, but
right. Can I trust this?
Yeah.
I trust this? And like with the idea of discerning the spirits, what is so cool is if it's in line with the gospel, which is what we're seeing right here, good tidings, great joy for all people.
Yes.
Salvation is that.
Yes.
Good tidings,
yeah.
Good gift, great joy for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that, I mean, that's not the only way to discern a good, if it's from the Spirit of God. But, like, if it is exclusivity, like, and just being like, oh, well, salvation's only for us. You know, it's like, whoa, maybe that's probably not a spirit from God.
Yes.
You know, if it doesn't bring you good tidings, that if the, you know, something that, like, if somebody's telling you, oh, no, this is the command of God for your life. Is it bringing me great joy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not in a great joy of like, is it just what I want personally, but the way God talks about joy, you know, and that's why we have to be so in the Word to understand that it's not just because my happiness or what makes me happy in the flesh, but what brings me joy and the goodness of the of God in my life. Lots going on in this passage. I mean, and come on.
I was thinking, like, you said the good gift, and I was like, you know, this Christmas season, we do get really rather caught up in gifts and gift-giving and gift-receiving.
Yes.
But this is the one gift that says to everyone, everlastingly, like for all time to come. Like it's a doesn't expire. Mm-hmm. It won't start to smell.
Right.
It won't start to get old and mm-hmm. age. It is the gift under the tree, around the corner, you know, mm-hmm. to be taken at any time and opened at any time. Mm-hmm. And well, I don't know a gift that's like that, that doesn't expire, that doesn't age, that I can die and know my future generations are able to open that gift.
Yeah. And there's nothing that's going to, like, there's not going to be a bigger, better model that comes out next year.
Good point.
Things like that. It doesn't fade. It's not going to be like, oh, it's not comfortable anymore, or it's not, now it's worn out.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It is the ultimate upgrade.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The upgrade cannot be outdone. Yeah. It's like, wow, that's so true.
Yeah.
So true. Good point.
Yeah.
Really good point. The gift that keeps on giving. And I don't say that cheekily. I mean that. Yeah, it really does. He said, I give you life and life abundantly.
Yeah.
And over and over and over again. And more grace and more grace and more mercy and more mercy and more love. Like, what?
Yep.
Just when you think never you've ending. Plumbed the depths of his love, there's more.
Yeah, there's more.
There's more. Whoa.
And it started with coming in the form of a baby. Yeah, so that we can relate more realistically.
Yeah.
That's, he didn't have to do that.
No.
He could be like Hollywood portrays the alien that takes over.
Yes.
He could.
Yeah.
He could stomp on Earth. And
stuff. He became humble.
Yes.
There's the song that I keep hearing on the radio that I love. It's it says, how many kings would step down from their thrones?
Mm, yes.
You know? And the divinity and the throne room that he left to come as a baby, vulnerable, spitting and, you know, pooping and needing somebody to clean. Like, that is so, like, what?
Yeah.
You were surrounded by angels who knew your worth and you had created the world, the whole universe. And you're like, okay, I'm going to let Mary take care of me now. Like,
I was reading just a little bit ahead in Luke 1. It said, Luke 1:15, talking about Jesus, and another do not be afraid statement, but for he will be great before the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, this is talking about John the Baptist.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't really relate, but for he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I was thinking, filled with the Holy Spirit in the womb, like, what was the baby dancing around, you know, like having a great old time?
Right. Well, it's crazy because then we go to the passage that we read, verses 39 through 45, when the baby, like, kicked in the womb and was, and
left. Got excited because, hey, this is Jesus. I know this is Jesus. Which again makes me think of, like, it's not a fetus, it's a baby, because even the baby knew in the womb.
Woo! Oh, we came back
to
it.
Sorry.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Just kidding. We just ended this earlier.
But I mean, recognize, and she just, okay, let's talk about that too, though. I'm sorry, I'll go into it.
Okay.
Because Mary just got told, okay, so then, and then she made haste to the hill country. Okay, maybe that took a couple days, but okay. Mm-hmm. She literally just got told that she'd be overshadowed with the Holy Spirit. So, like, that's the moment of conception, basically, if we're going to talk about that. Then she travels maybe a week or so.
Yeah.
The baby's a week old, and another baby in another womb recognizes baby that's probably a week old.
Yeah.
Leaping for joy.
Yeah.
Filled with Holy Spirit.
Life is important.
It's a baby.
Yeah. Life is important at any moment in time. Gosh, I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
And we never planned that.
Okay.
What's happening?
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. but wow. There's so much packed in these passages that we read. We read over and over again, and, like, it's good to read them again and let the Holy Spirit, like, open our eyes to new things. That was so cool. Yeah. I did not imagine all of that coming in. I thought I'd just be like, yeah, it's so cool. Our Savior came into the world. You know, the usual things I say, but I'm like,
angels.
Whoa, like the example of Mary, you know, being diligent, making a habit out of fearing the Lord and trusting him in all those moments so that when this happened, it wasn't foreign for her to just praise.
Mm.
You know, that wasn't a foreign thing for her, obviously.
Yeah.
you know. So that's those are some really cool things.
Super cool. That was a fun one. This was a fun one.
Yeah. Wow.
It's going to be a great Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And we hope your Christmas is amazing.
Yes.
And that you get together with family. And, you know, we talked about, you know, if Christmas is sometimes a hard time for you, just remember the good tidings of great joy
yes.
for all people.
That and is spread good. It.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to talk about the good news.
Right. Oh, which was part of what we just read. I mean, sorry, I know we're going long.
No, that's okay.
But chapter 2, Luke 2, verse 20, then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Yeah.
They probably didn't just tell each other.
No.
When they went because
they were all already there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
And this is that one society allowed season holiday to talk about it freely. Well, no, there's Easter as well.
Yes.
There's
Easter. Yes.
So, but yeah, take advantage. Take advantage of it. People.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know there's a lot of talk out there of like happy winter holiday, like just really taking him out of it. And so you don't have to. You can
holiday
put him
tree.
So in it, you can make him overflow in this season while other people are taking him out. If they're going to be bold in that way, you are more than welcome to be bold in the way of, you know, telling the reason why you celebrate this season.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll wrap this up.
Yes, we will.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And thanks for joining us at The Freeway.
Hashtag fearless and focused. To turn a loss into a win, a victory was turned away.